Now, priority is not that important. Once you've got all your worries out in the open and blended with the pleasant surroundings of your journey, like a nice holiday resort, you'll have an equal awareness of each of them, which will allow you to put them into a better perspective. So, let's look at some other uses. A mental in-tray has many, many uses. Now, I use it when I'm attending a meeting or I've got an important phone conversation. If there are certain key points that I want to convey, I translate those into images and place them along my in-tray journey. There's nothing more frustrating than the sudden realization that, usually on the way home, you've forgotten to make your most important point at a crucial meeting. Now, I use it last thing at night as well. If I must leave a note for the milkman, I imagine a bottle of milk at stage one. The accountant, pictured at stage two, reminds me I've got to call him. And the television at stage three, well, that reminds me of my license renewal. Well, one thing that you might miss by using this technique is, isn't it nice when you've got a list of things to do every time you strike it off? Yeah, I've got the plumber sorted out. Yeah, I've cut the grass. Tick that one off. Yeah, I've got the car MOT'd. Well, I've got the answer to that. Every time you do a chore with your mental in-tray, just throw an imaginary hand grenade at it, like your bank manager on the beach. Just blow him up into oblivion. So you've done that. You've extended your overdraft. Just throw a hand grenade at the vacuum cleaner, because you've done that. You've hoovered the house. It's a great feeling.